Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Auto stopped, more snow. I'm Elliot Francis. In California right now, authorities say that water going over the emergency spillway at the Oroville Dam in Northern California has been stopped. However, crews are still working to lower the water level at the dam to prevent a catastrophe. Fire Incident Commander Kevin Lawson.
When you start to erode the ground and the dirt and everything else starts to roll off the hill, it starts to undermine itself. But when it's doing that, it starts working its way back towards the emergency spillway. That portion of it has nothing to do with the dam itself, large portion. But if that is not addressed and we don't take care of that and mitigate it properly, essentially what we're looking at is approximately a 30-foot wall of water that would be coming out of the lake. Not the lake draining, but a 30-foot wall of water.
More than 40 million people remain under some type of winter weather alert this morning as the Northeast preps for another round of snow with blizzard conditions and heavy accumulation. 2 feet of snow possible in many areas. I'm Elliot Francis. After a week-long battle over the president's travel ban, there are some indications that the White House might shift their approach. Bob Costantini explains.
As early as today, President Trump may issue a rewritten executive order regarding the 7 Muslim-majority nations, specifically to allow those who've already been vetted and have visas to come to the U.S. One of the authors of the original order that's been put on hold by 2 courts, Trump policy advisor Stephen Miller, lashing out as the president did.
We have equal branches of government. The judiciary is not supreme. A district judge in Seattle cannot force the president of the United States to change our laws and our Constitution because of their own personal views.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Senate is expected to vote later today on the confirmation of Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary. Mnuchin is a former CEO of One West Bank. Democrats have called that bank a foreclosure machine with a history of predatory lending practices. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It is very windy out there this morning and likely will be all day. Forecasters say we are under a high wind warning until 6 o'clock this evening. Gusts during the day could hit 60 miles an hour. In fact, there was a 66-mile-per-hour gust at Reagan National Airport around 11:30 last night. At this hour, thousands of people are without electricity thanks to high winds bringing down trees and tree limbs onto power lines. Pepco says it has about 3,100 customers out. Dominion Virginia Power, about 17,000. BGE has 2,500 customers out, and Novec is working to restore power to about 4,200 of its customers. Metro's SafeTrack is back. Surge number 12 started Saturday and runs through February 28th, so there will be no Blue Line service weekdays.
The gap between Fairfax and Alexandria in the district during rush hour. You can take the Yellow Line Rush Plus service. You can also ride share. Todd Bishodny is the director of the Fairfax County Department of Transportation.
At our park and ride lots, there are opportunities for people to meet up with people and to carpool.
You can also find a free ride or a passenger using commuter connections. And if you're trying to get to and from the Pentagon, the Fairfax Connector is adding supplemental rush hour express service between the Vienna Metro Station and the Pentagon.
Every 20 minutes.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And since the Blue Line is the only line that goes to Arlington Cemetery, that stop will be completely closed during the surge. A House committee is taking up an unusual resolution to invalidate a D.C. law. The House Oversight Committee votes today on whether to send a resolution to the House floor blocking D.C.'s death with dignity law. That law would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with a doctor's permission and help. 5 states have similar laws, but Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz has vowed to stop the district's law, calling it misguided and immoral. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,269. The Nasdaq at 5,734. Sports, college basketball. Virginia Tech upsets number 12 Virginia. The third-ranked Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards host Oklahoma City tonight. And Orioles pitchers and catchers report to spring training today. Nationals report tomorrow. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the region, we'll start first on the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. On the Beltway, currently no incidents reported. The big story this morning here early on is going to be getting out of neighborhoods and traveling around the region and being careful of watching for downed trees, even branches and wires. And already we're getting reports around the region such as, let's start Virginia and Burke. Guinea Road, if you use Guinea Road just west of Braddock Road, they have that shut down. In McLean, Kirby Road with downed wires. Police have been already at the intersection. They have that blocked south of Dolly Madison Road. And Clifton Road at Fox Shadow Lane, that's going to be blocked too. That's just south of Pope's Head Road. That's just to name a few. Again, really need to be cautious as you head out and about. If you see any wires, treat them though as they are live wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Mixed clouds and sun today. And very windy, strong, gusty northwest winds today. At times up over 50 miles per hour, especially this morning, highs mid-40s. 31 tonight, less wind tomorrow, partly cloudy 53. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Herndon, 36 and only 42 degrees in Washington. The Texas governor cuts funds to a sanctuary county. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Hold on to your hats today. I mean, goodness gracious, this wind is something else out there. We'll have check in a little bit later with Ray Stajic to see how the weather is going to shape up today. Listen, we've got a busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 6:05, we'll be talking to Peter Morisi. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva. And at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. Much to talk about with him. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy to have Mary Walter in today. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
And we're doing really well. It's a beautiful but breezy day in the nation's capital.
Go back! Save!
Did you see this on Friday? This was disturbing. I mean, you're hearing the audio, but you've seen the picture, no doubt, of Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos showing up at a D.C. school and being basically chased away by protesters, forced to go back to her car. They literally stood in the door of the schoolhouse and refused to let the Secretary of Education pass. And this is not the only example of what I would consider to be extreme rudeness on the part of the left.
Is that what we're going to call it, rudeness? Because I call it rioting, but okay.
Okay, so we got rudeness, rioting, what do you want to call it? Well, there was this issue with Ivanka Trump, who just shows up to do some kind of exercise class.
Yep.
And the person who ran the class then outed her and shamed her, and then she got a lot of blowback on social media. Then we go, let me just turn then to Jason Chaffetz, who goes home to Utah this weekend and does a town hall meeting, and he gets shouted down by people who had a good number of them apparently did not live in his congressional district. And what you're seeing here is organized.
Mm-hmm.
It is
absolutely
well organized, well coordinated, and it is not organic in any way. It is by the people who that the president taught how to be. This is organizing, and it's being supported by many people believe people like George Soros and others. And it is rude. It is rude, and it is unacceptable in modern society. So my question here is: if the left is going to adopt these kinds of tactics,
What should we on the right do to respond? Should we meet them with that same kind of rudeness? That's generally not what we do.
Right.
We try to have our protests are done in a polite way. We clean up after ourselves.
Well, we
when
have
we're
to
done.
Go to work. I don't have that
That's
kind of
right.
time.
And, you know, so, you know, how should we respond? Because, listen, I'm telling you, anybody who pops their head up right now who considers himself a conservative, anybody who pops their head up right now and says, I'm a supporter of this president and his policies, one thing you can be sure of, they're going to be outside your door protesting.
Exactly.
They're going to come at you. They're going to be in your face. They're going to threaten you. They're going to attack you on social media.
Exactly.
They're going to be rude to you in every possible way. Yeah. They have decided this is the strategy that they're going to employ. Let me ask the question. What should we do? What should we do in response? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. How should we handle it?
To me, there's two schools of thoughts. As you said, absolutely. You know, conservatives have always been polite. We take the high road. And it used to frustrate the bejesus out of me because you watched McCain and Romney take the high road when they're fighting against someone that, who will roll in the mud. And I truly sometimes believe that, you know, who was, somebody said, well, it was Michelle Obama said, they go low, we go high, which is not true. I think the strategy
is... No, it's not true.
It's not. But if you say it, and I think Republicans can learn a lot from Democrats. So there's two schools of thought here. Part of me says, learn from them and use their own tactics against them. But I have to work, so I don't have this kind of time to go protest. But the other part of me says, you know what? How did we win at the polls? Winning at the polls by being, we were cowed into silence. We kept our feelings to ourselves. We didn't say anything. We let them rant and rave and do what they had to do. And they didn't know who the enemy was. And what happened? They got gut punched at the polls because we spoke in the only place we knew was safe was when that curtain was closed and we could then have our voice.
That's good.
So why identify yourselves to the enemy? It's war to them. You keep saying it's rude. I have news for you. This is war. As far as they are concerned, this is a battle. And I think the right needs to look at this as a battle for who this nation is going to be. Instead of, it's rude. It's a battle. This is war.
So you want to get out there and do them face to face or just
behind the scenes? I say we be quiet and don't tip your hand. Don't tell them you are.
But then don't tip
your hand.
And here's the downside to that. I agree that that's the way we traditionally do things. The downside to that argument is that visibly, things that can be covered by the media are going to be the people who make the most noise.
But the media is not going to cover the other side anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But it does matter because it starts to reinforce within the mind of the average person in America, who may not be as political as you and I, that there is chaos in America and it's all being caused by Donald Trump. And I don't think that that's true. I think if you go across this country and you talk to people, you find, you know, beyond the D.C. metro area and the left coast, in the middle of America, you find a lot of support continuing for Donald Trump. There's some suggesting out there when you look at the polls that he still has 50% of support in America. You wouldn't know that by looking at the news media. Why?
Right.
Because the news media covers this kind of protest. And I think that if we don't find some way to come and make a visible show of our continued support for this president and the continued criticism of the other side and their tactics, I think we lose in the court of public opinion. And there's two ways you can lose. You can lose in a court of law, and you can lose in the court of opinion. And I think you've got to win in the court of public opinion. You've got to make the case that, you know what? These people are not the only people having an opinion in America. We have an opinion, and this is important. But where I get into trouble is, how do we do that without employing the same tactics of rudeness that we decry in their activities?
I think you got to go. You either got to fight fire with fire, or you have to go the other way. It's like the French Resistance. The one time the French actually, you know, resisted. I hate to incur the French when talking about war, but you know the French Resistance. You know, they operated underground. They were sitting in the cafes with everybody talking about how great Hitler was, and in the meantime, they were stabbing you in the back.
Yeah,
and I think maybe you either got to go one way or the other. You either got to go all out and adopt their tactics and fight fire with fire, or you got to go the other way. And I think you have Trump as your mouthpiece to call out the media as he has done, and to be the one who's out there brawling in the street as your leader, and everybody else
Well, listen, the phone lines are starting to light up. Let's go to Kevin in Woodbridge very quickly before we have to go to traffic and weather. Kevin, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say?
Oh, good morning. First of all, the people who blocked the Secretary of Education from getting in that school should have been arrested and removed. Number two, we need to fight fire with fire. All of these media outlets that support these people by, number one, not covering news events in a proper way or a balanced way, we need to start boycotting their sponsors until they get the message. We need to vote with our dollars. The left does it all the time. That's the only way that you're going to get to these people, these celebrities, actors, actresses, performers who want to come out and make outlandish statements. We need to stop buying their material and stop supporting them. When the money, when it hits them in the pocketbook, then they'll either shut up or they'll allow other people to talk.
I agree.
How should we respond to the rudeness of the left? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And starting off a busy morning, and that's because it's a little tricky when we have mornings after these something like last night and what we're still dealing with, these wind gusts. So down trees, definitely going to be an issue, and down wires. And as the morning progresses, when more of our commuters get out, we'll get more calls where some of these closures are going to be. For now, with police at these intersections and crews already busy in Annandale, Annandale Road closed between Hummer Road and Gallows Road. If you're in the Burke area, Guinea Road, just west of Braddock Road, shut down. McLean, a lot of commuters use Kirby Road, south of 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard, that's closed. Great Falls, Walker Road, south of the Georgetown Pike, and it puts it south of that big shopping plaza. So if you're coming off of the Georgetown Pike, you can get into that shopping plaza. And those are just some of the areas and some of the streets that we have the closures. Be careful as you head out and about this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, sunny, and the key word here is windy. The temperatures will be around 46, but the wind gusts will be over 50 miles an hour at times. Tonight, a few passing clouds, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, partial clearing, 53. Wednesday in the low 50s. Thursday in the low 40s. Friday, sun, more sun than clouds, and temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is very windy and 42 degrees at 517.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
All right, so we have seen myriad examples of the rudeness of the left. Now look, they have the right, of course, to express their opinion, just as we do. But it seems to me that their tactics have become very rude and very aggressive. And my question is, okay, you know, we also have the same rights that they have. How do we counter what we are seeing on the left in a way that doesn't violate our sense of public decorum? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-W. Or do we just throw it out and just go nose to nose,
you know,
and tooth and tongue and just go after it?
You've got this woman. Well, first of all, when someone threatens, you calls for death threats, I don't call that rude. I call that a crime.
That is.
But you've got this woman, Joy Villa, she's biracial. And last night she came onto the red carpet. She had this white cape on and she unveils it. And she had this gorgeous dress. It was really beautiful. And it said, "Make America Great Again" with Trump on the train.
Right.
Beautiful. Immediately the death threats on Twitter started.
That's right.
Immediately.
That's right.
And you want to talk. And that's not rude. I think we're past calling this rude.
All right, to the phone lines we go. How should we respond to the left's tactics of the moment? Mike and Jessup, you're up with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Morning, Tom. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What do you think, Mike?
I agree with the first caller, except for that, I'm going to take it a step further. I've called and talked to you and Larry before. I'm a Chinese martial arts instructor. If I get threatened, I don't care what the media says. I'm dropping them right there.
In other words, you're gonna vote with your pocketbook.
Vote with my pocketbook, and
his
if fists, I have to, with my fists and hands, too.
Oh, so you'll get into it with them,
yeah.
Right?
Damn right. I want this country back where it was, because I'm 58 years old. I've seen all of our freedoms go away and a whole lot of other stuff go away, and I got three kids that deserve to have a life. So if these losers don't want to leave the country and try to screw our country up, and they threaten me, they're dropped.
All right. Well, see, I don't want to encourage violence here, but I mean, literally, you know, they are being very violent at times.
I think if someone threatens you, and being a martial arts instructor, he knows how to use it judiciously.
Yeah. Let's see who else we can go to here. How about Mark in Springfield? You're up with Brian and Mary this morning. Hello, Mark.
Yes, good morning, and hello, America and the world.
Okay.
You people are on the wrong chapter. You need to go and realize that this is sedition, sabotage, and subterfuge, and conspiracy, collusion, and coercion. This all adds up to treason. These citizens, we're at war right now, the worst war ever on the planet. This is the war with the Muslims that are radical.
Well, hold on a minute. It's not treasonous for somebody to have a different opinion than you have. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how is it treasonous for somebody to have a different opinion? I mean, I'm all for pointing out that the fallacy of their position.
You are too sweet on these people.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
Street,
that's me, all love and sunshine and sweetness.
I get what he's saying. What he's saying is, if this is organized and you're paying people to riot, if you're paying, like, remember the Trump supporters? We know for a fact there was undercover video that, yeah, we pay these people to come in, we mm-hmm. bus them in, and they're causing riots, and they're physically attacking people. How to shut down the opposition? That's treasonous, is it not?
No, I don't think it's treason. I think it's.
I think it's
irreprehensible. But I don't think it rises to the level of treason.
But if you're doing it now, to undermine the sitting government. Is that not...
Well, during that time, it wasn't the sitting
At that
government.
Time, it wasn't, but now it
now
is.
Now it is.
And if you're bussing people in now to these town halls and everything else
and see, this
to
is,
physically confront people, how is that not...
Mary, and this is the dilemma that I'm asking, to find what is the proper approach to this. Because those tactics I find reprehensible. I find those tactics to be below the belt. I think that there's... I don't defend them on any level. But do we stoop to their level to make our point? That's what I'm asking. How do we fight that without stooping to their level?
I think it's war. I think the Republicans need to wake up and realize it's war.
So if it, no matter what the enemy does, we have to meet them, even if it makes our tactics reprehensible.
I never throw the
I don't
first
know how
punch,
we do that.
But I will return fire.
But you will finish the fight.
That's right.
More of your call straight ahead, 522.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
It is 525 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. I'm glad to report that we get off to a start without any incidents reported out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. However, I am seeing some delays past the Monocacy, in Urbana, at 109 in Hyattstown. Pretty normal spots for the volume. For 95, BW Parkway, 29 down to the Beltway, running incident-free. But the problem is this morning, we've had the high winds overnight, and they continue. So there will be areas, and it won't be surprising, that will have trees down, wires down, and some closures. And the more commuters that get out, we'll find more of those intersections. Have wind restrictions at the Bay Bridge in Annandale. Annandale Road between Hummer Road and Gallows Road with trees and or wires down with that closure in Great Falls, Walker Road, south of the Georgetown Pike and south of the Shopping Plaza. That's closed as well with the wires down as crews are on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Winds today, especially this morning, could gust at times out of the northwest up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny today, mid-40s. 31 tonight, partly cloudy, and 53 Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 42 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in-house. And we're talking about the rudeness of the left, and here's a perfect example of it. Do your job. People yelling at Jason Chaffetz at a town hall meeting in Utah. Here's what you need to know. Jason Chaffetz got elected with more than 70% of the vote in his home district. This is not organic. This is organized. And perhaps some of these people were actually bussed in to participate in this town hall rally in which they criticized Chaffetz.
I think we need to start enforcing the law. You need to start enforcing the law. And listen,
what law?
Didn't they do this? Didn't they do this during the election? And I believe it was Democrats who did this. That you had to present ID. At some of these gatherings. And if you don't live in the district, you don't get into the town hall. That's simple.
Yeah. Keith in Gaithersburg, wrap us up here. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Good morning. You know, it brings back, you know, the 60s and passive protest to me. And I think that if something like this occurs, you know, we should get somehow organized where if all of a sudden at a town hall, the rowdies start standing up. I think everybody else should sit on the floor and put their heads on their knees and just sit there and not say a word and maybe start singing "We Shall Overcome." I don't, you know, it's in the words of Mark.
Passive resistance. I'll tell you, it's a hard thing to figure out because they're going to push the limit. They're gonna go beyond what is normal in society, and they're going to be rude and crude and socially unacceptable. And that's not what we are generally. Maybe we have to change.
Well,
our tactics.
You know, they weren't very polite during the revolution either.
It's 5:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
Well, there's a lot going on with this Trump administration behind the scenes. There's a little bit of sort of a chaotic feel to it all. So what is that all about? We'll try to unravel it for you coming up after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. We're under a high wind warning until 6 o'clock this evening. Forecasters say we'll have northwesterly winds at 50 miles an hour through the day, gusting at times up to 60 miles an hour. Now, thousands of people across the Washington region are without power this morning thanks to down power lines. Pepco has about 1,100 customers in the dark. Dominion Virginia Power, about 17,000. BGE has 3,000 customers out, and Novec is working to restore power to about 3,700 of its customers. Metro SafeTrack is back. Surge 12 will be in place through the end of the month. If you normally take the blue line from Prince George's County downtown or vice versa, you can use the silver line. From Franconia Springfield or Van Dorn Street metro stations at rush hour, you can take the expanded rush hour plus service on the yellow line. House Oversight Committee member Elijah Cummings says he thinks National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's security clearance should be revoked amid reports that Flynn discussed lifting sanctions with Russia. Cummings said on ABC's This Week,
"Did the president instruct General Flynn to talk to the ambassador? And did he know about it? And if he knew about this conversation, when did he know it?"
But this morning, Russia says nobody ever discussed the sanctions.
There's been new denials coming from the Kremlin within the past few minutes that sanctions have been discussed at any point between any members of the Trump administration or the Trump team during the elections and the Kremlin. Specifically, of course, they're talking about those conversations that took place between Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador to the United States in December. That's being acknowledged, of course. But they're saying sanctions did not come up.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,269, the NASDAQ at 5734. Sports, it took double overtime, but Virginia Tech upset Virginia. The Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards host the Thunder tonight. NHL, the Caps enjoy their bye week. And in Florida, Orioles pitchers and catchers report to spring training today, tomorrow for the Nationals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
40, 60, 80% off!
When is a sale really a sale? 7 On Your Side goes shopping to see. An 11-month investigation uncovers the truth behind store discounts. Is the deal for real? Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
They're hunting us.
A race to escape.
Everyone who's a potential terrorist in disguise.
Hundreds of hostages must break free.
We're almost out.
Or die trying. Quantico, all new tonight after The Bachelor on ABC.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Ugh, Mondays. Am I right? Eating local oysters shucked by an internationally celebrated chef? By the light of the pyrotechnics from a state-of-the-art concert stage with an unobstructed view of your all-time favorite band? And you're gonna have to get up and sing for everything you're worth because it's biologically impossible not to? Man, Mondays.
At MGM National Harbor, even Mondays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, just the normal volume here as we push through Stafford and again heading toward the Occoquan. 395, it's a great time to get going here off the Beltway. No delays to and across the 14th Street Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway running great. Wyoming Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, that's closed in the intersection because of a downed tree. And that is going to be what we're watching this morning all around the region with downed trees, wires, power poles with this gusty wind. So take it easy, especially as you come out of the neighborhood. You might come up to an intersection where it hasn't been reported closed yet. In Annandale, Annandale Road shut down south of Hummer Road. In Burke, Guinea Road, just west of Braddock Road. You can't use that. In McLean, Kirby Road, south of 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard, with trees and or wires down there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Winds today, especially this morning, could gust at times out of the northwest up over 50 miles per hour. Sunny today, mid-40s. 31 tonight, partly cloudy, and 53 Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Gainesville, 36 in Greenbelt, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to everybody. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and, you know, I don't know if you heard it or not. It's windy outside. 66 mile an hour gust at Reagan National last night. Holy moly, what's that all about? We'll have Ray Stager come along here just a little bit, help us understand what's happening with the weather. At 6:05, Peter Morici will be here. 7:05, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst. And at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will drop by. I'm Brian Wilson, very happy to be joined this morning by Mary Walter.
And Brian, I would like to note that even though there are 60 mile an hour winds out there, your hair is impeccable.
Yes, well, it's Anchorman hair. It doesn't move.
It's amazing.
Even in 66 mile an hour.
You look like your hair was professionally done this morning. I am quite impressed.
Even with headphones on.
Yeah. I looked great until I walked out the door, and then all hell broke loose.
It was everywhere. Something else out there.
888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-WMAL. That is our number. Donald Trump, his organizational style, he's really getting hit in the media for being disorganized and things are poorly explained. He's ill-prepared. But there are others who say that his organizational style is actually genius because it is controlled chaos. That is his organizational style. Controlled chaos, maybe. Yeah. Does controlled chaos work? And have you ever worked for someone who has that management style? 888-630-9625. Now, I have. And Trump is being called, Anderson Cooper said he's an organizational genius, but Sean Spicer says it's not chaos, it's action-packed. And I think you could put a bow on a pig, and it's still a pig, and action-packed is still chaos. And I don't know about you, but I've worked in a situation, I worked for a manager who loved to pit everyone against each other, because the same thing, apparently Trump feels that it spurs creativity, and it makes them work harder. Mm-hmm. And having worked in that environment before, I would have to wear Kevlar to work because I was afraid that people were going to stab me in the back three times before I actually got to my desk. Yeah. So I found that type of management style didn't work for me. But does it work for Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've heard this term tossed about in managerial circles, creative chaos, putting one side against the other, and seeing, you know, who comes up with ultimately the best idea. And when you look at this White House right now, I mean, I don't know where all this is coming from, and I can't really, it's hard for me to read the tea leaves, but I do hear all these stories about how, well, this person's up and this person's down and this person's on his way out. No, that's not true at all. That person has the complete support of the president. The president is upset about this, about what this person said. I mean, you hear that kind of stuff endlessly. And because it's coming from somewhere within the organization. And it's hard for me to figure out, you know, where it's coming from sometimes and what's behind all this chaos. But it may just be that that's the way Donald Trump operates. Right. Make everybody, you know, looking over their shoulder a little bit so that they're giving their best all the time. And what happens in a situation like that sometimes, I'm told, is that the best people, the strongest people ultimately prevail and the weaker people fall by the wayside. And it's sort of a way that you perfect your staff with really, really strong people are people who rise to the top in the middle of that chaos and the middle of that pressure and let the others fall by the wayside. And that may be what's going on. That may be Donald Trump's style. I think the problem here is that when you're talking about the federal government and you're talking about how it looks to the rest of the world and to Americans as a whole, I don't think that looks too good.
No, it's like the Circus Maximus of management style. You know, whichever gladiator lasts the longest in the ring rises to the top. And I don't, again, having worked in an environment like that, I can tell you how I would come home from work in tears.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally in tears. And the New York Times has a piece on this just from a couple of weeks ago about this management style. And they're talking to a Stanford graduate school of business professor. This is so basic, it's covered in the introduction to the MBA program that all of our students take as a way to not run an organization like the executive branch. And I wonder if it may work in the business world, but it doesn't necessarily work in the executive branch. Or is it like running a company?
I'll tell you the difference. In the business world, you can conduct your activities, and by and large, nobody is watching you very closely. So you can have that management style in the world of business, and you don't have 500 reporters sitting out in the White House press room who are going to be scrutinizing every detail, and by the way, on the phone talking to people. And what's different about doing this at the White House is when you're at the White House, and people have the ability to reach out and leak stuff to the press and it gets reported, well, then it looks chaotic, I think, to the American people.
So 888-630-9625 is the number. But should Trump be running the federal government the way he wants to run it, or should he be running it for the way that looks best to the media is going to report it? I mean, they're not going to like anything he does, so does it really matter how he runs it as long as it gets the job done?
Mike in Alexandria, you're up first. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you think there, Mike?
Hey, good morning. I don't think it's as much chaos as it's simply capitalism. That Trump allows all sorts of ideas to surface, and the best one that works floats to the top.
Yeah, but then you hear these stories about, well, you know, this person who's out there as a face of the administration is in trouble. The president doesn't like the way he performed. You hear this stuff about, well, your chief of staff and your senior advisor, Bannon, are at war with one another. Is that helpful, do you think?
Well, I don't think that's coming. I don't think that is. Yeah, I think the thing is to listen to what Trump says, not what the people on the outside say, the spectators.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right about that.
No, they're putting the stick into the cage. All right. Just trying to stir things up.
That's a great point.
All right, what do you think? The numbers, phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead, 544 on WMAL.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation. Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The commander of NATO's Resolute Support Mission and of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Army General John Nicholson Jr., testified last week before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The general stated that more troops are needed to break what is now a stalemate with the Taliban, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and other adversaries in Afghanistan. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 on WML. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We love Mondays, and, well, this one, a little bit more challenging than most. Just as we get out and about, there will be areas where crews are dealing with power outages, so you'll find intersections that may be dark. Treat as a four-way stop. We have a number of streets with some closures because of downed trees, wires, or both. And right now, DC 295, that's where we have a crash right as you come off of the Beltway. So if you're over in the area of Oxon Hill and you're on that inner loop of the Beltway to merge to go north on DC 295, right as you come off of the exit ramp, that's where crews are with the crash. Let's go out of Springfield toward Annandale and Tysons with travel lanes open. Crews have been dealing with the closure in the Burke area of Guinea Road, just west of Braddock Road. In Great Falls, Walker Road, south of the Georgetown Pike and south of that big shopping plaza, that is closed in each direction as well. And again, as we get more commuters out and about, we're going to see more of these road closures. And with that, this morning's our first rush hour under SafeTrack Surge number 12. No blue line trains between Roslyn and the Pentagon. There will be yellow line rush hour trains between Franconia and Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Mix of clouds and sun today and very windy, strong, gusty northwest winds today. At times up over 50 miles per hour, especially this morning, highs mid-40s. 31 tonight, less wind tomorrow, partly cloudy 53. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LifeLock.
Grabbing coffee or breakfast? If you swipe your card, you leave a trail of digital information thieves can use to steal your identity. Ever hear of LifeLock? Their U.S.-based team of specialists help resolve identity theft problems. Go to LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RISK to save 10%.
It is 5:47. I am Mary Welter. I get to sit in with the one and only Brian Wilson this morning. 888-630-9625 is the number. Talking about chaos at the White House, or is that just a management style gym in Gainesville? Welcome. Good morning.
How are you, Jim?
Good morning. I've worked in a few Department of Defense assignments where that's how I described the workload was controlled chaos, but it's workload where that has surprise deadlines or short notice deadlines, a fast-paced work environment to include a couple of deployed assignments, but it can work. You got to keep a sense of humor. You got to have the right people in place, and burnout can arrive quickly if you're not careful.
Yeah, and I worry about that a little bit, given how chaotic it appears to be. And it may be controlled chaos, it may be creative chaos, but it is draining.
It is very draining.
It is very draining. How long do you maintain that? I'm wondering over the this is not a sprint. This is a marathon.
Yeah.
When you're president of the United States, you got to go 4 years. If this is the environment that we're in right now, is that something that people can actually survive long term?
I can't
continue to thrive.
In my world, there's no excuse for disorganization. Jim in Centerville, welcome. Good morning. You're on WMAL. Hi.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, I think everybody's aware about how most government employees are, you know, kind of like sitting on the dust, not getting anything done. I think extreme times and an extreme job calls for extreme measures. I think everybody will just sit back and let the man do his job. I think he's doing great so far.
Well, that's all good and fine, but some of this is coming from within the White House. Some of these come, for example, Chris Ruddy is a guy, he's a Newsmax guy.
Yeah, Newsmax, yeah.
And he had a meeting with the president this weekend.
They're buddies.
Yeah, and he came out and did the Sunday talk shows afterwards, and this is what he said.
I think the problem is not so much him, it's the White House. The White House is showing not the the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow.
Now, that I don't know. I mean, here you got a guy who comes out after having a meeting with the president, hanging out with the president, and he sort of tosses, Reince Priebus under the bus. Is that coming from the president? Is it coming from inside? Where does this come from? It doesn't come out of thin air.
You know what, though? Trump needs to slap some of these people down. These people who are his friends or his buddies, they can't go out there. I think they're trying to use him to make themselves feel bigger, you know, to appear bigger. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm on the inside. I got contacts in the Trump administration. I know stuff you don't know.
Well, we'll continue to watch to the chaos because it's endlessly entertaining.
I'd rather watch it than be in it.
550 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
8 years ago, Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes was arrested when authorities raided her Arizona workplace. She had used false identity documents. She later pled guilty to criminal impersonation, which is a felony. For months, she was held at a detention facility and then released. She was ordered to check in with ICE twice a year. This continued all through the Obama years. But during her latest ICE check-in, something different happened. She was detained. Last week, she was put in a van to be deported to her native Mexico. A local pro-illegal immigrant group got wind of the plan, and about 200 people showed up to protest. They banged on drums, they raised flags, they shouted, "No papers, no fear," and "Let her go, set her free." Protesters surrounded the van carrying Ms. De Reyes for several hours. One guy tied himself to a van tire. Seven protesters were arrested, and all of this was for naught. The protest group director broke it to the crowd. She has been deported. He called her one of the first victims of President Trump. ICE officials later confirmed Ms. De Reyes had been removed to Mexico. But she's not a Trump victim. In fact, she's not a victim at all. Suddenly, and for a change, U.S. law is being followed. Ms. De Reyes victimized herself years ago when she broke that law, and she was finally held accountable. Big whoop.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, your New Year's resolutions are probably long gone, but if you own land, Mahindra's New Year's resolution sale will make sure you get more work done this year. My good friends at Mahindra are offering incredible deals on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, like up to $7,900 in cash back and savings, plus the industry's best powertrain warranties. So if you gave up on that juice diet or pumping iron at the gym, don't worry. You can still care for the land you love with Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. But hurry before the Mahindra New Year's resolution sale is gone. And I promise, Mahindra will help you get your work done, America. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. And while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have our hands full as we get out to the roads this morning with the wind. Also, we have a wind advisory at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. We have a number of intersections and areas that are closed because of downed trees and wires. So take it easy as you head out and about this morning. You have a crash, DC 295 northbound, right as you come out of Oxon Hill and off the Capitol Beltway where it merges. So northbound 295, bogging down through that stretch. And I'm also seeing delays coming off of the Wilson Bridge. So as you come out of Virginia, just take it easy because that exit's going to be slow to go north on 295. Canal Road, right near the Chain Bridge. I'm getting initial reports of maybe a tree down blocking the outbound lane of Canal Road near the Chain Bridge. DDOT crews are on their way, so I'll have more on that to follow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind warning in effect through 6 p.m. this evening. Mixed clouds and sun today and very windy, strong, gusty northwest winds today. At times up over 50 miles per hour, especially this morning, highs mid-40s. 31 tonight, less wind tomorrow, partly cloudy 53. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 42 degrees, but it's windy out there, so it feels a lot colder. 5:56.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Well, coming up on WMAL, in just a few moments, we'll talk to Peter Morici about the economics and how things are going economically for this president. We'll talk to Ken Boone from the Weather Channel about these high winds. And do teachers have a First Amendment right in the classroom? We'll take your calls. It's all ahead. 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.